We went on the top of Daf Peim Adal, things down that Rav Papa and Rav Huna Beit Abishua Iklu Lehintzivu, they came to the city of Lehintzivu, La'asid Avida Bar Avin, which was the city of Avida Bar Avin. Bar Minayu, so they asked them, Mishaila, who's Uksheres in Asa Psulun, or like, they asked them whether who's Uksheres in Asa Psulun is a Isha, who's a Kshera, allowed to marry someone who's Pasul Lekahuna. And they brought him different rayas, and one goes back and forth through a Shakla Vataria. At the end of the day, it says that also came to Avida Bar Avin. So these two Amoraim, Rav Papa and Rav Huna Beit Abishua, came in front of Avida Bar Avin. Amrlu, he said to them, Dardiki, which means it's a lashon of young children. Hachi Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Lohuzuk Shesin Asa Psulim. Avida Amar Rav said that Lohuzuk Shesin Asa Psulim, and there's no shaila about it. That is the halacha. Now the Seder Hadaris in his Seder of Tanaim Amoraim by Avida Bar Avin. Seder Hadaris is a sefer that goes through all the different Tanaim Amoraim. It goes through history, very geshmak sefer. And over there by Avida Bar Avin, he brings down a klal brought down by the Sifri HaKlalim. The Sifri HaKlalim say a klal that whenever you find in the Gemara the lashon of Bar Yiminei, if somebody asks a shayla from somebody else, that's a raya that that person who he asked the shayla from is his rabbi. In other words, whenever you have the lashon Bar Yiminei in the Gemara, it means that a Talmud asks a shayla from a rabbi. Or also when he uses lashon of Bar Yiminei, because a rebbe wouldn't ask a shayla from a Talmud. So Bar Yiminei is a raya that this is a Talmud asking a shayla from a rebbe. And the Seder Daris disagrees with this klal. He says it's not true. He has different rayas, and one of his rayas is from this very Gemara over here, because the Gemara over here says that Rav Papa and Rav Huna Beit Abishua came to the city of Avida Bar Avin, and Bo-Mine, they asked them, Rav Avida Bar Avin asked them the shayla whether Huzuk Shesin and also Psulin or not. And then at the end of the Gemara, he ends up calling them Dardiki. Rav Avida Bar Avin refers to Rav Papa and Rav Huna Beit Abishua as Dardiki. So it's like the Seder Daris. If it's true, then whenever it says Bo-Mine, it means the Talmud asked the Rebbe, so that would mean that Rav Avida Bar Avin was a Talmud of Rav Huna Beit Abishua and Rav Papa, because he asked him to Shaila Bar Minayu whether Huzuk Shesin Asa Psulin or not. So he must be a Talmud and they must be the Rebbe. But then at the end of the Gemara says that he called them Dardiki. Rav Avida Bar Avin referred to Rav Papa Rav Huna Beit Abishua as Dardiki, as young children. But as the Rashi says, not over here, in other places, he says it's Bachim Shlagiu L'Svara. He was, it's a Lashon of Zozo, Lashon of Gnai. It doesn't make sense that a Talmud would call his Rebbe Dardiki. So Alamai is like to say that you have a right from here that this klal is not correct, and even though it says a Lashon of Bar Minayu, it does not necessarily mean that it's a Talmud asking from a Rebbe. It could be a Rebbe asking from a Talmud. This Lashon is not a Raya to the relationship between a Talmud and a Rebbe. That's the Raya of the Seder Hadaris. Now this Raya that he brings, Lachar, is Tamur, because he seems to be understanding that the Bar Minei means that Rav Avida Bar Avin asks a Shaila from Rav Papa and Rav Huna Beit Abishua. But if you look in the Gemara seems to be saying not like that. The Gemara says that they came to the city of Rav Avida Bar Avin, and then Bo Minayu, Huzuk Shesin Asa Psulin. It was asked from them, Lashon Rabin, Bo Minayu, the Anshei Hamaka means the people over there in that city, asked on the Shiloh whether it's Huzu Sherezin Asa Psulim or not. The Lashon Bar Minayim, it doesn't mean it's not going to Avida Bar Avin. That would be a Lashon Yachid. Lashon Rabbi means the Bnei Hamakam, they asked on the Shiloh whether Huzu Sherezin Asa Psulim. Avida Bar Avin was not involved at all in the Shiloh. It's only later on, after they went through all the riots, they came in front of Avida Bar Avin. They came in front of him, and when they came in front of him and discussed the Shiloh, then Amrlu Dardiki said to them, Dardiki, Hachim Avida Bar Avin, Huzu Sherezin Asa Psulim. So when the Gemara says originally Bal Minayu, that is not going to Avida Bar Avin, that's going on the Bnei Hamakom, just not people over there asking the Shaila, nothing to do with Avida Bar Avin. So there's no raya that Avida Bar Avin was taka that he asked the Shaila from them. So there's no raya that Avida Bar Avin was a Talmud of Rav Papa Rav Huna Beit Abishua. He could have been much older. He could have been their Rebbe, and that's why he calls him Dardiki later on. So l'chor, there's no raya from this Gemara that Bal Minayu does not mean that a Talmud asked the Shaila from the Rebbe, because the Bal Minayu over here in the beginning is not going on Avida, it's going on the Bnei Hamakom. And this kasha is asked by the Daris Arishainim. Daris Arishainim is an unbelievable sefer written by Mitzvah Isaac Halevi. It's basically a history sefer, and it goes through many klalim as well. And he asks this kasha on the Seder Hadaris. So Lecharya from the Gemara is there is not a raya, because the Bar Minayu is not going to Avida Bar Avin. So it's Tzarechi, and how the Seder Hadaris understood the Gemara seems to be he had a different way of reading the Gemara, a different pshat, what was going on over here. If anyone has a hezbon in the Seder Hadaris, I'd love to hear.